If you have bilateral superior laryngeal nerve paralysis, which would be a little unusual, but both sides are cut, everything's going to look the same at the level of the larynx, okay? They're not going to look at all because they're equally impaired, okay? So you don't have any inequality in the tension of the muscles. They're not going to be able to produce high pitches because the CT is really the pitch muscle, the high pitch, the pitch range muscle. So the voice is going to sound a little bit mono pitch. Okay, it won't necessarily sound like this, but they're not going to be able to get the range that you and I do. You'll pick it up a lot in reading because people are a little bit more melodious in their reading. You'll also notice that the phonation time is reduced, and this has to do is when I'm telling you to get good solid closure, you're going to need all of the muscles except the PCA working together to get adduction. So again, in both the unilateral and bilateral cases, the voice is going to sound pretty normal, okay? Going to sound pretty normal. I've given you the extremes of what it may sound like, but it's going to sound pretty normal. Where you're going to catch it is that they're not going to have the extreme pitch range.